We've got a passion. It's called peace. We've got a passion.
This is Active Voices. We discuss new books about our society, from city streets to our own secret worlds. Active Voices, presenting authors who practice what they preach.
It's called peace.
We'll hear from author Neville Williams about his new book, Chasing the Sun, Solar Adventures Around the World. Mr. Williams is the founder and former CEO of the Solar Electric Light Company. We'll talk about bringing rural households into the 21st century with a solar electrified home.
We were the first foreign-owned solar company to set up in India. The first foreign-owned one is a joint venture was BP Solar with Tata Group, so it's called Tata BP, and they're one of the largest manufacturers of solar modules in the world now, exporting about 80% of their product to Germany and Europe. But they were there a couple years before us, but as a 50-50 joint venture, we went in and got permission to do a 100% foreign-owned company, meaning that we could then bring in our capital. So we were pioneers in opening up India for foreign ventures because this was brand new. I mean, India had been closed for 50 years to foreign money, and so it was a challenge. Today, it's amazing how much India has opened up and become, you know, part of the global world. I mean, for good and bad, but I mean, as you know, we really are open in India. But the power company that was in there shortly after us was, of course, Enron and their huge small plant, which we knew was going to be a bust and it wouldn't work. And it's, you know, we have to laugh because our little company is still going along and making money and hires 200 people, and we provide power to 45,000 Indian families. And Enron doesn't exist anymore. So, but Enron cost the shareholders $2 billion. Our shareholders haven't made any money, but they didn't lose $2 billion either.
Well, and they get amazing cultural capital out of the investment into this company as well.
Exactly.
When you talk about the 45,000 families that are served in India, do they all have photoelectric cells on the roof? Is it served as a net?
No, they're independent, standalone systems. These are one-off, one at a time. Each household has their own little, usually single-panel systems.
Wow.
Provides very, very bright lights. We have a factory that makes our lights exclusively for us, DC compact fluorescents with an inverter in them and a ballast, and a charge controller and sophisticated electronics, which are all made in India in a small factory, run by a woman, actually, who started it. It's her company, but we don't own the company. It's called a sister company, but they make products exclusively and only for us. Then we get batteries, and we put this thing together. And it's, people call it a Selco. That's become the generic term for a solar system. And we sell them through a network of solar home, solar service centers, we call them, in mostly South India, Karnataka, and a couple of surrounding states. And business is booming as fast as these guys can go. You know, the big issue is people have to finance these. So they have to go to the local bank, usually, and get a loan. They cost between $500 and $700. They provide their own TV if they want one. But we wire the house with light switches on the walls, and it's very nicely done. Often we'll embed the wiring in the plaster walls and paint over it. It looks just like a normal, you know, Western house with a light switch. They've never had a light switch in their whole life. They've had candles or lanterns or bottle lamps or God knows what, and suffered. So they're so excited to be able to walk into a room, turn on a light, and these lights are extremely bright. I mean, they're as bright as a 13-watt or 16-watt compact fluorescent here, and you know how bright. You can't look at them. They're too bright.
Now, are these communities concentrated? Is it one house after the other, or are they spread out across the region?
Well, that's a good question. They're more dispersed than you think. You hear about villages. And yes, it would make sense. Well, first of all, let me dispel the idea that you can use a solar grid. That doesn't work. It takes too much power, and people won't treat it right, or they'll steal wire, or they'll steal power from one another. That's just impossible. But, I mean, the only way this stuff works is standalone. But you're in a place with no grid, you'd be surprised how dispersed the houses are. And so even if they are lumped close together, and we also sell in cities because some urban people have very unreliable grid power, so they buy these for their main source of power, and they use the grid as a backup when it decides to come on, keep the refrigerator going for a few hours. But mostly the lights and TVs that run with our systems. You want these to be standalone, and so and houses are dispersed. They're farmers. They have their own plots of land, and they're often not even within sight of one another. So it really revolutionizes their lives.
We've just heard from author Neville Williams about his new book, Chasing the Sun, Solar Adventures Around the World. This has been Active Voices from KSFR Studios in Santa Fe, presenting the authors who practice what they preach. I'm Chris Goldstein.
You've got a passion. It's called peace. You've got a passion.